Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Showing away the time. Are you gathering up the keys?
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Pete Sepp. He's the Executive Vice President for Communications at the National Taxpayers Union. Pete, tell us about NTU.
We're a nonprofit, nonpartisan citizen group founded in 1969 to work for lower taxes and smaller government. We've got 362,000 members currently. We're always hoping to get more. And obviously, even though we've had some successes along the way during our 40 years, we have a long way to go.
We got a long way to go before we get through to some of this insanity. And I don't even want to think about what would be going on if you guys weren't there. Because, Pete, I know you're in those tax writing. You go meet, talk to those tax writing committees, and you talk to the people in there. I know you, and I can't even imagine how frustrated you must get when you hear them talking about tax policy like they were moving pawns around on a chessboard or something.
Yeah, that's exactly what they consider it. It's some opportunity for staffers on both sides of the aisle to wield their power and draft legislation that they feel they can put their name on.
And the members of Congress they're not even in this process, are they?
Rarely, and they're not even thinking about the real living, breathing people who are affected by this stuff. That's a real problem with tax policy, I think. We always talk about the numbers, the distribution tables and the like, never about the impact on the ground, on the folks who have to make the money despite the tax system.
Right. NTU.org, folks, check it out. They do great work. I've been proud to tell you about them since I've been on the air, basically. And I hope you'll go there and check them out. Support what they do, NTU.org. Send them a little money. They do wonderful work, and they'll take your credit card right there on the website, too, by the way, and tell them I sent you. Hey, Pete, what are the prospects for bipartisan reduction of spending, deficit reduction, cutting into the national debt, whatever? What are the prospects for this Congress, this 112th Congress?
Well, despite all the bickering about the tax part of the equation, the spending part looks a little better, I think, than most people would be led to believe. There is a bipartisan...
That sounds like good news.
Yeah, there is. In fact, NTU, as well as the U.S. Public Interest Research Group, a left-of-center organization, got together recently, and we assembled a report with $650 billion worth of spending cut recommendations, defense, agriculture subsidies, all kinds of things that we think, and we call the report Toward Common Ground, because we think precisely that. There's common ground on a lot of these issues.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the President's Deficit Reduction Commission. It only got 11 out of 18 panel members to agree on the final report. Well, but still, there was considerable agreement over at least half the recommendations in that report, again, including defense as well as domestic spending, and even slowing the growth of entitlement somewhat. It's not going to be easy. If it were, we would have done it years ago. But I think more than ever now, there's the realization that we're no longer getting into the territory of who gets political credit for doing it. There are outside pressures now on the United States that could very well work just like the way they did in Greece and Ireland, to the point where our country is threatened by its borrowing.
And how can you know what? This last year, Pete, America has been given an incredible gift. We actually have been handed a crystal ball, where when we look into that crystal ball, we actually can see two parallel universes. We can see what would happen if we go left, what would happen if we go right. By seeing Europe has handed us this incredible crystal ball, this wonderful future vision of what we could do if we could go one way, or what happens if we go the left to the other way. And that's a gift, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Just like it's a gift that now even bond rating agencies are talking about the U.S. federal sovereign credit rating
right
going south. That is a big change.
Yep.
Even 2 years ago when you and I would talk about the dangers of borrowing, it would be hypothetical. Someday we may face a downgrade. No, now they're starting to put a time frame on it. Even the Congressional Budget Office is saying we could be looking at less than a perfect credit rating
the
for the
full faith and credit of the United States government. That's what we've used for 200-plus years. That's in jeopardy now, isn't it?
That's right, and some put the timetable at less than 5 years. Others maybe even sooner than that.
But it's not something that can't be fixed.
That's right.
Because we have this crystal ball, because all the other things are happening around us, we can see that this is us in time. That's a crystal ball. That's a gift, I think. Hey, Pete, thanks for all that you guys do on behalf of all of us out here who would like to keep as much of our money as possible.
Always a pleasure, sir.
Pete Sepp, ladies and gentlemen. National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Support them, folks. They can use your help fighting the good fight. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.